Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story. One passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Any other mainstream media outlet that
exists. The Breakfast Club.
Don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play with it. Come on, baby, don't play with it.
Right the blink out.
You think I'ma come here when this ain't hot?
DJ Envy and Charlamagne the God.
Being here next to all of you guys, it's really big.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
But what better place than here?
I think everybody should go on The Breakfast Club and start with that.
True,
if
yes.
You want to shake it up.
Yo, Charlamagne, Envy, what up? Are we live?
This is your time to get it off your chest.
I got an indoor pool, an outdoor pool.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
We can get on the phone right now. He'll tell you what it is. We live?
Hello, B-B. Who's this? What up, Vic?
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Dingo. What's
Dingo,
up, family?
What's up? Get it off your chest, Dingo.
Man, look, I just had a crazy week, and I just want to say that I am over the data scene right now. I done screwed this girl out this past week here. Nope. It was whack. I ain't gonna lie. It was whack. Shout out to Kendra D. I was on her single show a couple weeks back and, you know what I'm saying, put up my little spiel. Had some shorties hit me up. It was cool. Had one that, you know, I decided to fly her out. We was having some good conversation because she was from Atlanta, right? So I got her out. We was chilling, we was talking, I paid for everything, right? Took care of her. Took care of the arrangements, took care of the hotel, took care of everything we did. But she wasn't really giving me the vibes that it was trying to be romantic. It seemed like she was just looking for a trick.
Tyler, she just met you the first time.
Right,
you trying to smash already,
I think
Tyler?
You were looking for
No. We talked for like a good 2 weeks or so prior to her coming out, right? And we could have established this, like, hey, like, yeah, you don't want to do nothing like that. That's cool. You just got to let me know before I spend all this money and make all this arrangements for all that. You feel me? I feel like that's fair. Because you coming out, you flying out, and I'm taking care of everything, and I told you that, right? And you get here, and you're like, oh, I ain't trying to be on that, which is cool. I get that. That's fine. But tell me up front,
You're not trying to be on what? What's she not trying to be on?
She not, okay, look, she wasn't being romantic. She wasn't trying to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, trying to fill up on me, just trying to show signs of affection. You feel me? Kissing on me and stuff like that.
You just met this woman. It's just first encounter.
Look, it ain't the first encounter. It's just, first time meeting each other. But we've been talking, we've been establishing each other.
You telling me that's wild? Yeah,
yes,
when you meet a person in person, you know, you got to feel different. Energy. The energy might not have been right for her. Okay. You know what I mean? Like the phone calls and the whatever y'all was doing might have been different than actually meeting each other. So you got to give it some time.
Sound like you wanted a prostitute. You wanted to pay for somebody to get some sex. She wanted to meet you. She wanted to vibe. And it's, you probably seemed thirsty. She probably felt you out.
And why?
I don't think I seemed thirsty, bro. You're right. From the girl's perspective, yes, that is a free trip. I wasn't trying to be thirsty. I was very respectful.
But you sound thirsty now because you letting us know your motives.
Because I had time to process. I had time to process and think about everything that happened. Looking at my bank account, I'm like, God damn.
How much you spent this weekend?
Man, I spent over a G.
You should have set limits, man.
That's a lot.
Yeah, you should have set.
Well, okay, wait. From the lady in the house.
Yes.
How you doing? What was it?
Cappuccino, sir.
Yeah. Okay, cappuccino. I'm sorry. Cappuccino. That's fire. I ain't gonna lie. So, if you was to get flown out by a dude, right? Mm-hmm. Are you at least thinking about potentially doing something with this guy?
If we have a good conversation over the phone for the past 2 weeks, as you said, maybe and maybe not, because once I get in front of you, you may be a whole different person from what I get over the phone.
She's saying you might not look that the way you think you look.
Yeah.
You may act a little different
when we you know, face to face.
Okay. So you're saying that I may be overreacting?
Yeah, it may be you.
Yeah, Tyler, because I ain't, like, you fly me out, I ain't giving you nothing.
Yeah, I appreciate the
fact you got to work for this temple.
Free food, look.
Oh, my God. So, to my defense, I wouldn't be wrong for not hitting her back up, right?
No.
Well, you'd be letting her know that you only wanted one thing, so her instincts were correct.
Okay.
Yep. Come on, right. Tyler.
Why you call her Christ. Tyler?
That's his name, that's Tyler.
Oh, that name was Dingo.
Oh, wait.
That's Dingo.
Oh, shoot.
No, that man by his real name, man.
No, that's what it says on his. It's Tyler.
Oh, that's Dingo.
His name is Tyler today.
No, it's not.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Break it up. This is your time to get it off your chest.
Keep calling.
800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, hi, this is
Leandra. Hey, Leandra, get it off your chest, mama.
I just wanted to talk about the fact that I feel like women need to heal from our past trauma.
You said what? Say that again, mama.
That us women need to heal from our past trauma. Mm.
Amen. You ain't lying. Why you say that, though?
Because I'm honestly messing up such a great relationship that I have because of my past trauma and my own insecurities in the past. And I really realize it's so important for us to heal because we are such things that don't come by often anymore.
You is absolutely, positively the conversation. You cannot love somebody until you truly love yourself, and you cannot be happy with somebody until you are truly happy with yourself.
That's right.
And I think part one of this is you know it. So now that you know, I got an issue I gotta unpack, you can let him know so that y'all can try to get through this space together.
That's
and hopefully
right.
You don't ruin a good thing.
Absolutely. Right. Hello, who's this?
DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. Good morning.
What up?
Morning.
What's good? What's good? How y'all feeling this morning, brother?
Blessed, black, and highly favored.
It's OG Rob. It's bar time. Let's go, OG.
You already know. Check it out. It's bar time. Listen, man. They told me, OG, just keep the strength and conditioning. So many pump faking, you're bound to find your position in. Can I get a soul clap? Or I'm solely clapping for Benjamin, the architect, frame, structure, connect. Prepping this project, they upset. But gotta respect the consistency. Ball maturity, I came in with flow, spotted with acne, I get it though. They figured I stopped a long time ago, but I'm straight through. No hype man, nothing backing me up. A 7 minute set that'll wash, dry, and fold them up. Never seen nothing like it, a sign for hip hop, a rhyme starter kit, which most of them get. For days in the workshop, they basic, son. Flows of 16s can't be trusted. Let me show you how to vibe with a crowd, increasing the numbers you get. OG.
Okay, OG.
Oh, wow.
I got some bars.
OG, you ready?
Let's go.
I'm ready.
Who the hell is this? Paging me at 5:46 in the morning, crack of dawning, and now I'm yawning. Wipe the cold out my eye. See who's paging me this and why. It's my homie Charlotte from the Breakfast Club. Oh, told me he's in the gambling spot, and some dudes is popping him in the back. Damn, why they try to stick him in his bunkie? Damn, why they try to stick him in his bunkie? Damn, why they try to stick him in his bunkie? Damn, why they try to stick him in his bunkie?
Why you think that's a big?
That was crazy for no reason,
that was
yo.
Crazy.
At a time like this, look, man, I'm not a toy. I don't play. Envy has to stop being gay. He loves crack, broke back, Cowboys, Dallas.
Yo, get out of here. Get out of here. OG Rob, have a weekend.
Yo, y'all too, man. Have a blessed one. Y'all the family.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got Nyla hanging with us this morning.
Yes.
And we have a special guest who Charlamagne claims is a family
I don't know
member.
Why you keep saying
and
this.
And we say this all the time because when we announced that your album came out, he didn't even know your album came out, and I forced him
that
to make
it. That is not true.
Wow.
Oh, cuz?
That is not true.
Chloe Bailey, ladies and gentlemen.
And we played the song. I played the Missy record and the Chris Brown record that morning.
To get my family in trouble.
We did, right. But I had to make him download the record because he didn't even know.
That's not
well,
true.
You
I don't
know now.
That's right.
You said you bought it. You bought it, right?
We don't download music.
But you said you bought it.
See, loyal.
Listen, In Pieces is out right now. Okay, did you buy it? All right, did all y'all people online complaining, making noise buy it?
I streamed it.
Okay. How you feeling this morning?
I feel great. I'm so happy. Like, the past 2 days, I've been feeling like great, to be honest. The week and a half, like before, it was like a little rocky, but tour kind of been getting me out the funk because the shows have been amazing. They've mm-hmm. all been sold out and everyone's singing every lyric to every song. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, the love is real in real life. So I've been feeling good.
Why were you in a funk? I know you wasn't letting these digital heads on the internet get
you. Well, I mean, like, we're all human. Yeah. So of course, some things are going to bother you. And I think when you put so much time and effort into the art of everything, and it's really a conceptual album. I executive produced it. I produced on 12 out of the 14 songs on there. I had a lot of incredible, amazing talent on the project. So I was just like, it's okay. Come at me, bro. So I'm ready for what's next, to be honest.
What's the title mean, In Pieces?
Yes. Yeah, so In Pieces, it's kind of like a double entendre. So In Pieces represents the pieces of my heart that has been left broken from life situations, relationships, things like that, people stabbing you in the back. And then it also means what's left in pieces is the box that people try to put me in on who they think Chloe is. And, you know, I just have to speak for myself and break through it. That's what it means. It's like the simp side and then the place of power
side. Has to be difficult.
Yeah.
Because people seen you grow up. So it's like they seen you as this young girl. So now when you breaking out into your own, it has to be difficult for your fans, I guess, right?
Maybe, maybe not. I'm really proud of my sister and I because we've been branching out on our own successfully and people are getting to like know who we are individually. Mm-hmm. And I'm so blessed that I grew up with her in life so we could go through everything together. And it came to a point where we were so dependent on one another. Like, we were Siamese twins. So what forced us apart was her going to London to shoot Little Mermaid and, you know, me being in LA, and especially with the pandemic, the travel restrictions, going to another country was crazy. So as stressful as it was for the both of us, we both had separation anxiety. It like forced us to figure out, okay, who's Chloe? Who's Hallie? Mm-hmm. So now when we come back together, it's going to be even stronger because now we also have a great sense of self.
Did y'all recognize the growth in each other, you and Hallie? Like, when y'all finally did get back together, did she see growth in you? Did you see growth in her?
Yes. The crazy thing is, growing up, it was me who was afraid to speak up. So like, she would be the one speaking up for me, and like, she's
really?
The Aries.
The
like,
younger sister.
Yes. She's the don't mess with her. Mm-hmm. And it would always be me like, oh my gosh, I don't like confrontation, things like that. And so because of that, I had to force myself to speak up for myself because I didn't have my sister right there doing it for me. So now I'm very independent and very vocal, and I say what I mean and I mean what I say. And she's recognized that. She's like, well, you're like a completely different person. I'm so proud of her because she's confident in who she is as an individual as well. Like, we both were missing that, and now we both found it. So it's like we're stronger.
Did that change because you missed your sister, or was it a relationship that made you change, or was it writing your music that made you change? What was that change?
That's a great question. I think it was a combination of everything. I think it got to a point where I realized if I don't fight for myself, then I'm just going to be left in the dust. And if I don't speak up for what I want and speak up for who I am as a human being, then like it's just going to fall on deaf ears and closed mouths don't get fed. So, you know, throughout the music, I was finding my strength because I was saying things that I was afraid to say or speak up to certain individuals. And then from there, it just grew from that. It was like it just kept growing and growing, and now it can't really stop.
I feel like growing up as women, we're taught to like not be so vocal. So now that you are being vocal, do you feel like you're being a bitch? Or like, do you feel like you have to turn on a new version of yourself?
Absolutely not. It's not about what you say, but how you say it. You can command a room without having to bark so loud. And as long as you believe in what you're saying and you don't change in that for anybody, people will respect you.
Was Pray Away based on a true story?
Yes. So I wrote that song with my girl Jazzy, mm-hmm. and I kept seeing her like 3-4 times that week at every event. And mm-hmm. I'm all about signs. Like I don't feel there are any coincidences in life. And I was like, so the final place I saw her.
Say that now, there's gonna be a dude that's gonna follow yeah. every like, this is a sign.
A sign that you're crazy. But I was like, okay, so we passed each other going to the ladies' room at the studio. And I was like, I got back in my session. I said, so I texted her. I was like, can you come in here? And she played me a few demos, and it was the skeleton of Pray It Away. It was originally called Church. I was like, I'm in love with this because I loved how open it was. Mm-hmm. It was completely raw and honest. And for me, I've always learned to just be the bigger person and turn the other cheek. And it's like sometimes you do want to get down and dirty and get on that person's same level, but I will never give anyone that power over me. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, I'm going to pray it away. So it was quite easy to finish out the song because there has been people who have tried me, mm-hmm. and I love it. I really do.
But when the last time you really wanted a person hurt? Because that's what the song is about. You want a person hurt, but then having to pray it away.
I think the last time I felt like I wanted somebody to hurt, 5 days ago.
She grew in five days. She said, I've been growing. How long? 5 days.
Okay. All right. Yep. When you say hurt, though, you don't really mean hurt. You just mean like you want them to feel how you feel.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, but the thing is, we never have to do the work. Like, karma speaks for itself.
That's true.
You know? So never give someone power to get you out of your character.
So you've never been like, or you don't believe in like spite. Like, I got to get my get back.
No,
you'll just let the
I
world.
Don't. Yeah. Because I don't want it to come back to me in turn. So I just let them dig themselves in a ditch.
All right, we got more with Chloe Bailey. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Nala Simone here. We're still kicking it with Chloe Bailey. Nala.
So you talked about stepping into your sexuality on the album, and obviously we've been seeing it in the music videos and stuff like that. But Swarm, that clip, that...
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues,
pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was trending on Twitter. It was, people were making it sound like I'm getting calls like, did you see? I'm like, no, but I guess I'll go look at it. And then I look and I'm like, it's really not that
bad. It's 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's really not that
Jesus
bad.
Jesus Christ. For a father, that's like 10 minutes.
That's
10 minutes.
Man.
Jesus.
So this is...
Man, y'all don't ever think about us.
Y'all know, right? Never think about us. Jesus.
So because God is good, blessings are flowing, I'm an actress as well. What I love about acting is that I'm not Chloe whenever I'm playing that certain character. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Donald Glover, Janine Neighbors, Dominique Fishback, and Damson. Like, we had the best time. And when I was shooting on that set, I fell more in love with acting. I barely wore makeup. Everything was shot on film. In music, you win and thrive off of being this image of perfection. Mm-hmm. Or whatnot. Like, you get clowned for messing up or tripping or falling on stage or looking a hot mess on the carpet. But with acting, that's where the beauty is, with all of the flaws and, you know, the imperfections and things like that. So I fell in love with the script. Now, I totally didn't even connect. Oh, I have to do a sex scene. I've never done a sex scene before. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not the focus of the scene. It's really about the shock value of Dre and Khalid watching each other. And, like, you see the obsession between the sisters form at the beginning.
Was it awkward shooting?
No. No. You see me for 2 seconds in the mirror. And you did not see... You did not even see crack. You saw everything. You saw everything that you see from me on stage. What? Like, let's keep it real.
Did you have to call, like, when you told your dad, hey, dad, this is the scene, or, you know, how was that conversation? Because dad's still going to be a dad. My daughter's 21, yeah, and I don't care.
For sure.
Still a dad.
Yeah, I feel like dads will always look at their little girls like they're still little. Absolutely. And that's totally fine. One thing I will say about my parents is that they know this is our job. And
so what was the call? You called that, hey, dad. Hi, baby. How you feeling? I just finished shooting. Did you shoot? Go.
Okay, so it wasn't about the shoot. It was about when I first got it. And, you know, when the agents will call and be like, hey, congrats, da-da-da-da-da. And after I got it, I think my dad read the script. And he's like, oh, okay. Like, yeah.
He deleted Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah. I have that on this week.
The dad goes to premiere?
No, it was just me. I had to hop on a flight right after.
I bet you the internet doesn't realize how much more money they make you. Because if a 2-second scene caused them to lose their mind like that, all that's going to make other people say is, oh, we got to get Chloe in our movies.
Yep.
We got to get Chloe God in our TV good. Shows. God we got to get Chloe endorsement deals.
Mm-hmm. I like how you were saying...
You see?
She said it's working. When you say, like, acting, you can be imperfect and the music has to be perfect, why can't you bring the imperfections to the music? Because I think, like what's dope about Cardi B is that you can hear she's from the Bronx, you know what I mean? And, like, the Spanglish she uses sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, why can't it be both?
Well, I do both, but that's what people ridicule me for. Mm-hmm. Being imperfect, not being the type of image they want me to be. People say they want certain things, and then when you do it, that's what they used to pick on you.
The weirdest thing is when people say things like, she don't know who she is. She's not being herself. You don't know her.
Thank you.
You don't even know her.
I'm sure they'd like me if they'd meet me. I'm a really nice person.
Now, I wanted to ask, you're on a sold out tour.
Yeah.
Does that mean that you're not going to be a special guest or that you are going to be a special guest on somebody else's tour coming up?
Well, I'm definitely
trying to ask, are you going to be opening for Beyonce?
I'm definitely going to see the show for sure. Mm-hmm. And it's been exciting, like, seeing what I've been doing for myself. Like, mm-hmm. I've never headlined a solo tour ever. Mm-hmm. Sis and I never got to do it for Ungodly Hour because we were in the midst of a pandemic. So I really didn't know what to expect going into it. Like, mm-hmm. when I announced it, even before the album dropped, I was a little nervous. Like, would people want to come? Things like that. Every night, I'm like telling my godmom and my team, I'm like, what do you see out there? Like, people out there, like, for some reason, it doesn't click that people are there to see me.
Correct.
And it's sold out. And I think when you're constantly used to people telling you otherwise, a part of you, as much as you don't want to, begins to believe it. Mm-hmm. But then when I step out on that stage and I see it and I hear it, it's not like people are just watching mm-hmm. me being quiet. Like, right. they're singing the words back to me. They're giving me that energy and that love. You can't fake that. You can't buy that and make up numbers. You can't do that with that. That's real. Mm-hmm. So as long as I'm connecting with the ones who love me and I'm doing what makes me happy, that's really all the that matters.
Absolutely. And it's also okay to have your people say, don't ask me no Beyonce questions. I love Beyonce, but I'm my own entity.
That's right.
Because, I mean, I'm sure Kelly, Michelle, everybody's gone through that, that has stood next to that great person mm-hmm. we call Beyonce. Mm-hmm. So, okay, you know what? Tell them, don't ask me no Beyonce questions.
Yeah, I mean, she is Beyonce. Everybody mm-hmm. wants to know about mm-hmm. her. So I'm just like, cool. Like, I don't really look much into it.
Are you going to be opening up for her, though?
He oh, just my said, don't God, ask shut up.
Say exactly what he said. Don't ask no f***ing questions about Beyonce. Get one good time.
He's my family.
Let's practice. Let's practice.
Chloe.
So, are you going to be opening up for Beyonce?
No. I plead the fifth.
No, say don't ask
no.
Say, don't
okay.
Go ahead.
No, I'm nice.
Okay.
And you're my family.
I ask.
Now I do cuss.
Are you going to be opening up for Beyonce?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're really such a cancer.
We're definitely going to take that clip, though, and be like, Chloe said, don't ask no questions about Beyonce. That was going to go everywhere.
No, that would be great.
Now, with all the critique you get from being
and
a
by the way, guys,
artist,
she said she didn't know. She didn't say no. She just said she's not saying
it. We heard.
Just put
with
it out
all
there,
the critique you get from being a music artist, does it make you just want to stay in acting? Because of the freedom that you getting acting?
That's a really great question. Mm-hmm. In this past week, that crossed my mind a few times. Mm. And I got over it like 2-3 days ago.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, when people make you doubt, and especially as creatives, we already doubt everything we do. Mm-hmm. So you begin to think like, oh, well, maybe this isn't for me. But then I would be going against the exact reason why God put me here. Mm-hmm. So why... Like, pray it away. Never lessen yourself to please somebody else. And that's in everything.
Mm-hmm. Chloe Bailey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining
thank
us.
Thank you,
so
guys.
Much.
I love you all always. Thank
and it's
you.
The Breakfast Club. It's Chloe Bailey.
Steady calling my phone.
Tell her. It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our guest co-host, Claudia Jordan, with
See
us
murder.
This morning.
What's good?
And it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's freaky Friday.
And the freaky Friday question comes from White Boy Rick. Shout out to White Boy Rick. He supports me at all my car shows. But the question is, you know, he allegedly got into an incident where he said another woman's name while he was having sex. And him and a woman got into an altercation, I'll say allegedly. I heard there's more to the story, and I'll let him tell it. But we're taking it away from there and asking, what are turnoffs in the bed for you? Charlamagne says nothing.
No,
everything
I'm trying
turns
to
him
think.
On.
I don't.
Even when your kids knock on the door.
You got four?
Well, that's different. That's not like turn on.
It does, because after that, I
consider that an interruption. Like, I'm not turned off when they knock on the door. It's just you're interrupted.
I got to start back up. It's like, you know, the car, you got to go.
Interrupted. A turn off is when you just like turned off.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
I think, well, I mean, I haven't experienced this in quite a long time, but yeah, I would think older, like Claudia said.
Yeah, like someone, like if a guy has bad breath and he like licks your boobs.
And then you got a stink nipple.
You're like, that's you. That's you.
That's you.
That's you. That's you. Or, like, I like a little bit of a pressure around my neck sometimes, right? If they do it too hard, like you're choking a man. Like, I'm a woman. Like, be gentle with it. Like, be strong.
You have to tell somebody like that? Like, chill?
Yeah, I'm like, too strong. Don't do it. This isn't for you, boo. This isn't your thing.
That would be messed up. You all sexual. You choke somebody. Like, hey.
Like, it's not supposed to really be a joke. It's supposed to be kind of like a fantasy.
But, somebody up here said something. We was talking, and he said that when he's doing it, and the young lady is like, you know, are you there yet? Are you there yet? You know what I mean? Because that shows that she might not be enjoying it.
But she wants to wrap to finish it up.
Yeah.
That's the wrap it up music.
Yeah. But yeah. That's not, when you get that, it's like, oh, man.
But not for nothing.
I thought we was having a good time.
But not for nothing. The person you're talking about is big. You know what I mean?
Ain't nobody. See, you didn't have to say all that.
You said it. So I'm just saying.
I did not say that. His name is Big Mac. That could be anything. But
so the person is big. So just imagine, you know, the weight on you. And she's like, oh, you finished it?
What's up with you, man?
Are you right?
Let's, I thought that's your man.
That is my man.
What's up with you? Why? For what? What's that for? Why?
So you're saying if she's on the bottom.
Correct.
If she's on the bottom, it's hard to be on the bottom of a
regular. He said
regular
he was f***ing from the back. He was behind her. Huh? He wasn't on top of her. He was behind her.
Could you imagine the weight behind her?
Nobody letting him.
But sometimes from the back, it really hurts, though.
Yes.
Really?
You really get to it.
I said yes like I know, right? I said no.
I know. And your voice, your voice was mad high, too. Like, you really meant that. Yes!
Yes! From the back, it really hurts. Envy. Yes! Yes!
I hate you. Let's go to the phone lines.
Y'all telling yourselves nothing right today.
Oh, my goodness. Jesus. Hello, who's this?
What up, man? This is Mark from the east side of Detroit.
What's up, brother? What are some turnovers in the bedroom for you, bro?
Man, you know, when you get the nibble on your ear and that hair stink, man. Sometimes the hair stink.
The hair stink.
You say hair or ear?
Yeah, you know the hair. You know the hair.
Oh, course, yeah.
The hair stink.
Gotta wash your weaves, ladies.
Hello, who's this?
This old school Teddy.
All right, what's up, brother? What turned you off in the bedroom?
Fish legs and black pantyhose.
Fishy legs and black pantyhose.
Fish nets or fish what?
Or fish smell.
Yeah. Fish legs and black pantyhose. So when you take the pantyhose off and then you act like you're going to get some bait from fish tackle, that's what I mean, that tartar smell to bring all the fishes out. Oh.
My daddy say, if it smell like cologne, leave it alone. If it smell like fish, eat all you wish.
No, Charlamagne. No, your daddy stole you wrong. Your father told you that?
That's what my daddy used to say all the time. If it smell like cologne, leave it alone. If it smell like fish, eat all you wish.
Did he have sore throats a lot?
No. 2023, that's some good advice. Think about it.
Hello.
Good morning, good morning. My name is Jasmine.
Shout out to your pops. Hey, Jasmine.
Good morning. So my biggest turn off is when we're tonguing each other down, we're hot and heavy in the moment, and then he want to tongue my ear. And I'm hearing that, like, nasty and lip smacking and all that extra.
How old are you?
And I say, like,
how old are
I'm
you?
31.
Yeah. Because, see, in the 20s is where you put your tongue all in somebody's
Never.
Ear.
That's gross. Earwax Never. Is disgusting.
Ew. Who are you dating with? They got earwax.
Everyone
has earwax.
Everybody
got earwax. I ain't never did that.
Yeah.
That's a move I ain't never tried.
I don't care how clean. I don't care how clean you are, how much you wax, clean your ears with Q-tips. No.
Get out my ear.
Which is crazy, though, because you probably like it in your
Hey.
Why you hang up on the lady?
I didn't mean to hang up. I didn't know you was going to go butt.
I'm just saying.
Oh, you didn't know? You've been doing this 13 years?
I'm still here.
I've been here twice. It's every time.
You knew it was going in the butt. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
I'm sorry. We just having butt talks up here. Freaky Friday. We asking, what are some turn-offs in the bedroom for you, mama?
To me, a turn-off is no rhythm, excessive pubic hair, like that's too nappy, that's not cut and maintained. And just overall not knowing what you're doing, because we too old not for you. For you not to be knowing what you're doing at this point.
Oh, men can always learn. Everybody can always learn.
And they could cut their pubic hair off.
But bad rhythm, you can't fix that. Like, they have that, like, that real quick, like, that rabbit thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have the ego, like, they know what they're doing, but they don't.
Yeah.
All right, Marisha.
So what do? You tell them you can't dance?
Just say slow down, baby. Okay. You gotta slow down. Like, we're on different rhythms.
Mm. Hello, who's this?
It's your boy, Lovey, from the Bronx, a.k.a. Mr. 13.
All right, Lovey. So what are some turnoffs for you, bro?
It's Freaky Friday, so this is the problem I have with Queen. If you don't want a well-endowed man, don't sign up for it. I co-host this woman. It took me 3 months. We rented a room. She got dressed and walked away after she seen it.
After she saw it?
She got dressed and walked away after she seen the 13 and a half. So I need women.
Oh, you never met Queen. Claudia, this our guy.
Lovey. Lovey's his name. He has a 13 and a half inch penis. Yes.
Right, okay.
So he says a lot of women are scared of it. So he says when you know, women, I guess, walk away when they see it, that's a turnoff.
So technically your penis is the turnoff.
Yeah, it's you, bro.
You can't be mad at her for that, though. She knows her limitations.
But then they put restrictions on you, like, I can't have a shot, I can only have missionary.
I don't feel sorry for you.
I need a woman to tap in.
I don't feel sorry for you at all.
I don't feel sorry for you.
That hurts. You know what that feels like? Envy, Charlamagne?
I have no idea.
No, I don't.
I'd be scared too. I have no
13
idea.
13 and a half inches going in?
Jesus. Mm-mm. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Anton from South Carolina.
Hey, Anton.
I see you all day.
We're talking,
yes,
it's Freaky Friday. We're just asking, you know, what are some turnoffs in the bedroom, brother?
You know, when you get it in, you hear a fart noise and it come out the one that stinks and not the one that wakes.
Oh, you talk about...
I disagree.
What fart you talking about?
You like that.
I like that sound.
You mean queef, or you talking about fart?
The fart. Not stinkhole. Maybe the winkhole, but not stinkhole.
I ain't never seen...
Wait, you mean a queef or a fart? What do you mean?
You talking about fart?
Yeah, a fart.
I think you mistaken queefs for farts, bro.
Yeah.
I love
you put
queen.
Too much air in it. That means you've been going fast. You pumped it real fast.
No, but I think he's talking about coming out the back end.
Man,
that's just nasty, bro.
I am a member of a tribe called Queef. I love a good queef.
Yeah, I don't think you're talking queefing.
Call me Chief Queef.
If a girl farts with you, she don't really like you that much.
That is disrespectful.
She don't care. She's like, I don't care. And best believe it's going in the group chat. I farted in his face.
Jesus.
One of my friends said she did that. She didn't care about him. The same.
Jesus. Well, thank you, brother.
Girls are experts at holding in their farts. We do it our entire life. If she farts during sex, she does not care.
She don't care about you at all.
No, she's like, whatever, man.
Is that a way? Is that another way to say wrap it up, too?
Yeah, wrap it up.
Jesus Christ.
So what's the moral of the story, guys?
I don't know. Ask Claudia.
13 inches is too much.
That's what she got. She's still stuck on that.
Y'all like think, like, what, 5-6 inches? What do y'all think?
Show me, what do you like?
8.
What do I like, what? What are you talking about?
All right, well,
pick a number between 1 and 13.
No, because I don't know what y'all talking about. Last thing I heard was a 13 and a half inch penis. What happened?
All right.
The Breakfast Club.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast,
NBA DNA with Hannah Storm digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious, our guest co-host.
Yep.
And we got a special guest in the building, Sexy Red.
What's up, girl?
What's up?
How are you, first of all? You pregnant, you blowing up, but you still got to work. So how you feeling this morning?
Hard. You know I'm tired. Too early.
Didn't your doctor say relax and take it easy? You ain't been listening.
Nope.
I've been seeing you. You've been working, traveling, doing shows, videos.
Every time I go to the doctor, they be like, you still working? You need to sit down. They always
do you feel like you're going to miss the moment if you don't, you know, if you...
No, I got to get... I can't stop work. I got to get this money.
Yeah.
Work don't stop because you're pregnant.
Absolutely.
Well, when you came in here, I spoke to you, and the first thing you said was, no, you can at least look at me.
She only want to look at
for
you.
For real. You ain't got to mess with me, but she, you can look at me.
She walked in and said, hey, Charlamagne. No, hey, DJ Envy. Just said hello. She was like, you be sneak kissing.
Yo, I was going to say her damn self. I'm right here.
I see you.
Yeah, no, I spoke to her, and she said, I don't mess with you, Jess. And I said, why? She said, because you be sneak dissing. I said, all right, tell me what's wrong. Tell me about it. What's up?
I don't mess with you.
All right, let me know why.
You be sneak dissing.
All right, how do you feel like I sneak diss?
I see everything. I was trying to make sure y'all wasn't sneak dissing before I came up here, too.
What did she do?
Okay, when I go home, I'll find it for y'all. Okay. I don't even want to
read
her name.
Google. You just know what it is. You just don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe I do remember. I ain't got to bring it up, though. I just know.
Let me Google. Let me see.
You going to really Google it?
I just want to see.
It'll be a couple times. I didn't see you comment under something under Instagram that got something to do with me, like...
Mm-hmm.
I just be like, why does she keep?
But I have never. It's never.
I seen you on her talking about me before.
Sexy.
I see. I remember everybody's faces.
Right.
I remember
as you should.
So you knew when you saw Jess Hilarious, you ain't want to say nothing to her.
Yeah.
I didn't even know she was gonna be here today.
Or you wouldn't have came?
I mean, I would have.
I was gonna say, come on, yo.
I would have still came. All right.
Listen, let me ask you something. Did anybody try to talk you out of having the baby because of the way your career is going?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Who was it? The label or the
label said I'm grown. Like the choice is yours. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was the baby planned?
Yo, I can't ask you no questions.
Was the baby planned? Sexy, was the baby planned?
Sexy, I can't ask you no questions.
Sexy Red, was the baby planned?
I just answered to him like I got some questions. Like, for real, just answer. Look over there and answer him. All right, you ain't got to look at me. I feel you.
Was the baby planned, Miss Sexy Red?
Kind of. Mm-hmm. And kind of not. But, okay. I mean, I was shocked when it happened, but I wanted another baby, though.
Mm-hmm. At this time, or you was going to wait, or?
I mean, I didn't know my career was going to take off like that, but I did want a baby because my son, he already 3, so I'm like, I want another baby.
When did you realize your career was taking off?
When I first dropped Pound Town.
Pound Town.
But I remember back in 2018 when you redid Vanessa Carlton's 1,000 Miles, you know, you did 1,000 Jugs. That's like the first thing that you really did that got you like on the map though, right? Online. Charlamagne Access, that
you
it.
Did this, you did this thing called 1,000 Jugs.
Which they didn't even know about. I did my research on you. Like,
I really like you. That's why I'm tripping. Right.
I ain't had no problem with her at first. I used to laugh at her little videos and all that.
She ain't funny no more.
Nope. And I understand that because she's not
your little videos.
She's not the only one.
That ain't fair though. You think somebody funny?
No, sorry. It's all good. But no.
You can't say they're not funny when they get on you a little bit.
It's all good. I didn't get on a little bit. I just don't agree with everything she's saying, dude. That's all.
Okay. When they tried to talk you out of having the baby, what did you say to them?
I'm like, I don't like when people do stuff like that. Because if I'm happy about my baby, then I don't need nobody in my ear like, aborted. Like, mm-hmm. I ain't like that.
Especially for a career. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I still got a whole life to live. Like, I don't do this for nobody. For me.
Were you inspired by other people who, like, you know, like Cardi, who said, I choose the child over?
No, I ain't think about none of that. It's my life. I don't live for other people. I really don't. I do what I want
to
do.
Who did you listen to growing up? Like, who inspired you? Yo, you still, can you please just look at me one time? Oh, she looking at me. All right. It's a video that you, interview that you did where you said the most romantic thing that ever happened to you that a guy has done is rob somebody and then give you the money.
Yeah.
Why was that romantic to you? I did say something about that.
Because he risked his life.
He risked his life. Okay. What if you were the woman that he robbed?
It was a dude that got robbed.
Robbed another nigga.
Oh, damn. Okay.
I mean, not saying like it was right because it was a dude, but I mean, like, when you risking your life for me,
That means something to you. All right, cool. Can I ask you another
question? Belly itching, too.
Another one.
Give us some lotion or something.
Oh, baby, it's lotioned up.
I see it. I see you rubbing it.
She's not going to take no lotion from you.
This ain't mine anyway. This is Charlamagne's. I was, you know.
So, how did you and Drake get so tight?
Because he was a with me. Like, everybody with me except Jess.
No. He was messing with me.
I agree. Now that I'm like, damn, everybody with her except for Jess.
Yeah, is that how your man just turn on you like that? That's your people. That's your guy. That's your homie.
This is crazy.
Do AKAs get mad at you because you just say ski?
No. I ain't even know that's what they be saying. People tell me and they like, they probably gonna use your song to dance.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean? What is the meaning behind ski?
Can you apologize to me first?
Sexy. I apologize for offending you in any way. I do not have beef with you. Okay. I just don't agree with everything you do and say. Okay. But I do love you as an artist. I love you as a woman.
That's right? Because I heard you listening to my songs. And then that's that was before. And then that's when after that, I seen you down talking on me.
No, ma'am.
But you have to know, Sexy Red, you are a public figure now. People going to have
We have the clip. We have the clip that we think that she's talking.
Don't start. Don't bring nothing. Don't start nothing. Now. No,
it's over.
No, let's hear it.
Right.
Okay, let's listen then.
Let's listen.
A little while back, Sexy Red got a lot of attention for saying that she trusted the wrong guy that gave her chlamydia twice. And we know that she has never been shy about the details of her sex life because
you know what I'm saying?
She told my video guy, when he asked her a question about her bucket list, and we got that audio. This is my video guy. I Los Work. We met her.
I'm trying to see the video. I already seen her talk. Did I say that?
You got what's on your bucket list for this year? Get a lot of hoes.
You know it. I play too much.
F a lot.
But who would take that serious? Like,
yo, can I get that 1,000 though?
Nope. No.
You ain't fine. I told him I was a liar.
But now that you see what I said, Like, it ain't, yo, it wasn't like. It
that's
wasn't.
Not the only clip, though.
Damn.
I thought that was the worst one. I've literally never but said nothing worse than that.
Yeah, I ain't tripping no more because she
apologized.
Yeah.
Can we start over?
And none of that is.
But how do you expect people not to react to stuff like that, though?
And like she said, she be playing, you know what I mean?
No, you know. I feel like everybody just be coming down on me. Like, I don't even got to say nothing. They just be coming. They be trying to talk about my looks. Like, anything I do, they do.
I have never, ever came at her looks or nothing. Never done that to you.
No, not you.
You can never say that.
I'm just saying,
like. The girl in here, I say look like Sexy Red around the eyes. She work here.
What you mean around the eyes?
Because you'll see if she walk in here, she wear the same glasses.
Because she wear a mask, so she wear the same glasses.
She always can wear glasses every day.
Like, you look like Sexy Red.
So can we start over, ladies and gentlemen?
I always think somebody look like me, like,
yeah,
I ain't got time.
Does it bother you? It clearly don't bother you when they say you and Thug are like brothers.
Nope,
sister,
that's my twin.
That.
Yeah, that's my twin.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Sexy Red's here. She has an album, Hood Hottest Princess, out now. And now that we got everything squashed out, we got more with Sexy Red when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Sexy Red. Jess Hilarious is our guest co-host. Jess.
So do you know what gender the baby is?
Nope.
You don't want to know yet?
Nope.
Okay.
You don't believe in baby reveals? I feel like you'd have a fire gender reveal.
I was going to have a fire gender reveal, but nah, I ain't going to do all that. I ain't going to do all that.
Yeah.
Why you didn't want to do it? Just because?
Just because. Like, I got too much going on. Like, my life too busy. My baby shower going to be, like, last minute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right before I can do, so.
Are you happy, Sexy Red? Like, genuinely?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm happy. I love money.
You gotta love money. What does the baby do?
All of this that you gotta
February.
Do to get it though.
February.
Oh, February? Do you love all of this you gotta do to get it?
No.
That's what you want.
I'll be tired. And then I'm always busy. It just be too much.
Have you adjusted to the fame of it all?
No. Cause I still be saying shit. They be like, you know they gonna take that and twist it. Like, I don't be knowing what to say and what not.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just still feel like I'm just a regular. You know, I don't be feeling like I'm no celebrity.
Yeah.
And people be putting cameras in my face. I be like, why is they doing all that? Like, they be like, this what come with it. I don't be without it, though.
Yeah.
Was you really f***ing Drake? That was another thing I saw when they asked you about Drake. You was like, I be f***ing.
No, see? That's what I'm saying. I
she
be playing.
How are you supposed to know when you playing, Sexy Red?
It no, don't matter. No. I feel like people take the internet too serious. That's why I be messing with y'all. Like,
yeah.
I play with y'all heads.
Like, I like that.
Y'all not going to really know what's going on. Y'all believe anything y'all see. I don't believe everything I see on the internet. I be like, man.
That's real.
This got to be fake. I be like, man, I don't believe this. Until I see the proof, then I be like, okay, yeah. I believe in it.
So look, do you ever feel a way about seeing little kids online reciting your lyrics? Or like, you know, a lot for this past Halloween, a lot of moms dressed their daughters up as Sexy Red. You know, how do you feel about, does that make you feel a way? Or it's like, because you're not obligated to be anybody's role model, but do you feel a type of way about it?
No, I feel like that's what's up. Like, because when I was little, I mean, we looked up to the older girls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Even the ones that was bad, like, just because they do bad stuff, that don't mean, like, I don't know.
They are a bad person.
Like, they ain't no bad people. We still looked up to them. You know, they was probably talking crazy. Mm-hmm. They don't mean nothing. They just fuck with my personality, I feel like.
I think when you come from a certain environment, you learn not to judge people for what they do when they're in survival mode.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't be judging nobody. I've been like that, though. I just let everybody do them because you never know what they going through. So I'll just be like, maybe they did that for a reason, so I don't be mad at nobody.
You got people from your hood leaning on you as far as, like, financials? Like, yo, Rad, I know you got it. Throw me something.
I just heard that somebody was in the hood talking stuff about me, talking about I ain't putting no guns in the hood and I ain't doing this and that. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. I be throwing block parties there, having barbecue, ice cream, like, bouncy house. I be doing all kind of stuff for the hood. So I'm like, that's crazy.
Why would he want you to put guns in the hood?
Yeah. They think I'm their protector. Y'all better get it like I got it.
Rich Baby Daddy, was your verse actually longer? Because it seems like it was short.
Yes, it was.
So Drake cut the verse?
Yeah. And he cut pieces up because that beat wasn't even on that beat. It was on another beat. And I had did a verse, like a 16 bar, and probably a hook. And then he cut it up, chopped it up. He put two different songs together, actually.
Really?
Yeah. It was two different songs.
That should have been your song. That should have been your scissor.
Why is that
I just think it would have took off more if it was from
just
you.
It's
a number one record.
I don't.
You took off more.
You don't think
it's a number one record.
It's a number one record.
I think Drake made it take off.
Yeah, I know. I like the record. I love the record, actually.
Record's
dope. I be seeing y'all listen to it.
Oh, you saw that?
And they be turning up. They been that ass over.
Did you see the conversation we had about your lyrics, right? And I was saying that every generation, there's a woman rapper who pushes the boundary of lyrics. Like, you not really doing nothing different than Lil' Kim was doing. Even Salt and Pepper in the 80s. Like, everybody was considered edgy for their time.
That's all I be saying. Like, people be getting on me, but I be like, why is that the only thing y'all heard when I say something about a coochie? They take the coochie part and just, that's all she talking about. Like, what? That's all y'all got from there? I be saying all kind of stuff in my song.
I mean, to be fair, the hook is called coochie pink booty rhyme. That is the hook.
Like, the song, that song was strictly about Pound Town, so that's nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but just saying, you have other songs in your catalog where you're not just talking about.
Yeah, see, like, why do y'all think I just rap about that all day? Like, I don't understand.
If that's the only song somebody's heard, I can understand why they would come to that conclusion.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite song so far of your own?
Pound Town.
Pound Town.
Because it got me out the trenches.
Yeah.
Pound Town got you out the trenches.
I love it. Yeah. I knew it was, though. Like, when I recorded, I came out the booth. I'm like, this the one. This gonna get me out the hood. I told everybody.
Mm-hmm. So when your team heard that hook, what was...
That was... Everybody was laughing. We was all in the studio laughing because I was freestyling.
Yeah.
And then they was like, be serious. Like, this ain't serious. You ain't serious.
Be serious. And you was like, this is gonna be it.
I'm like, this... They gonna like it. They gonna it, trust me. And they like, no. They wasn't believing in it. That song, they was just like... Mm-mm. But now they be like, okay, she knows, she strategized, she knows what she's talking about, she know what her people like.
Now, people said that you leaked your sex tape on purpose because of Pound Town. You wanted them to show, you wanted to show what color it was.
No, that was the wackest video, bro. I was tired, I'm fat, pregnant, didn't even feel like doing shit. So that's why I'm like, and then that's the one that get leaked. I got all kind of stuff in
my
phone.
How does stuff get leaked in 2023?
I don't know, bro.
Mm-hmm. Somebody stole your phone? Or?
No. It was in the moment, and then... Set the phone down, but I ain't the one that did it. It was in the moment, set the phone down, threw it, and then, you know, and then it had accidentally pressed.
She said she got all types of worse on her phone. You don't delete it now, no. After that?
It's my phone. Don't y'all got in y'all phone?
Real no.
Yeah, I don't know why they lying. I do.
That's what I'm saying. Crazy, man, when I say, like, I could really go viral, I could be a star.
But I don't for reasons like that. Somebody break into your phone?
No, nobody broke into my phone. I already know what happened. I could really be a star if I post the real stuff.
I think you should tell people what happened so it don't happen to other people.
That's just it.
You said you just threw the phone and it...
Okay, this is what happened. Mm-hmm. It was on Instagram, like a little short clip video, like just making it on Instagram and saved it to the phone, then threw the phone, but the video still was on my screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then threw the phone and it got accidentally pressed like that.
Like sent to public.
Yeah. Like who gonna do that on purpose? I was like, what? And this was the wackiest video. Like, y'all really don't want me to post the real ones now. I turns up.
I don't think that you posted it yourself. I don't think you leaked it yourself because it took you a minute to post again. Like you didn't go online.
Yeah, I was
hella
mad.
Until, like, a week.
I was
like,
hot. Like,
it was a minute.
So I was hot.
Yeah.
Who was you mad at? Yourself? Yeah, hot. Just mad at yourself, like,
well, that it happened, period.
Yeah.
That
it got out. I ain't the one did it. It wasn't me.
So somebody did it?
Yes.
They was mad at you?
No.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it was an accident, but it still was like, you dumb. Like, pay attention, be smarter. Mm. Like, you moving too loose. Like,
Yeah. Okay. Are you in love now, Sexy Red?
Yeah, with the money.
Because everybody wondering who your baby daddy is.
It might be you, Charlamagne.
No, don't do that. I'm a married man.
Wow. Hey, yo. Might be Charlamagne.
I'm a married man. Must be Immaculate Conception.
Did you see Charlamagne before he, you know, had his surgery. Face done?
I was her type.
Yeah, no, hell no. Not old Charlamagne. Yeah.
Hell no. You ain't never seen. What you get done?
Now, let me see.
Just chemical pills and stuff. Bad discoloration.
He bleached his skin. He
had really bad discoloration.
Bleached his skin.
For real.
Yeah. So where you go? Right there.
Oh, fun too?
No.
Just know if the baby is, that ain't what it's going to look like.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be.
Ooh, I changed my mind. I trust ceremony and still get cheated on.
Yeah.
I do it just to do it, like, because it looked like a good time. You confessing your love in front of everybody, but I feel like that's all it is. You just confessing your love in front of people.
So it's the cheating? Like, the cheating is wrong?
Yeah. People be doing some wrong stuff.
You can be in a real relationship with somebody who love you, and there might be some infidelity on both sides.
No. It's not supposed to. What's the point of us doing all this in front of people, act like we going to be together and not mess with other people? Like, it be married people catching AIDS and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's not right.
You never been cheated on?
Yeah, that's why
she can say and talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, only because I got cheated on, but I don't be the cheating first.
And that don't mean you don't love the person.
Right. But that don't mean, like, I could be faithful. I could be real faithful when I love somebody. But once you show me you're not faithful, then it's like, what is we doing? Why is that? Why I got to be faithful then?
Yeah.
All right, we got more with Sexy Red when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Sexy Red. Jess.
That's number 13.
Number 13.
I guess these, I could, though, but
Sexy, these ain't my questions. I
I'm sorry. What the hell like, going on?
There's rumors that you... What? This is what they want me to ask. There's rumors that you and NLE Choppa was a thing for a minute. What happened with y'all?
Who the hell made that up?
I ain't even.
Charlamagne?
Yeah. Come on now. I never thought that.
Why you think I would do something like that?
Why you tell her to ask and not you?
Exactly.
Because I didn't want to ask you about sleeping with somebody, but I remember I asked
you. You already did.
I know. I just
twice.
I know. I like to lie too, Sexy.
No.
I don't be talking about, I don't be asking questions like that.
Nah, man, NLE wasn't never know. Why would we? I ain't no industry. If that's what y'all want to know, I ain't had sex with nobody. They be choosing, though, for sure.
They be in the DMs crazy.
They be choosing.
They be wanting
to know. They, people be on the internet trying to like, oh, she ugly. I never been with a Sexy Red. You can find a Sexy Red on the block. It them be the same in my inbox, and I probably ignored them somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, be really choosing, for real.
I think Sexy Red.
I still be in the hood.
Be at home, cooking, loving on her man. I think you want, you a good domesticated woman. That's what I believe.
You think she be loving on her man?
Clearly.
Do you?
That's why she's pregnant now. And he know that. That's what I mean when I say it's just real. I believe it's, you are who you say you are, but I believe like all of that freak you be talking, that ain't, you ain't, you about that with him.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. When people's bringing up that stuff about like when I say I had caught chlamydia, it wasn't my fault.
Right.
Be cheating.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that ain't
yeah.
my damn fault.
Yeah, no, no, no. It was when you said you spent the block on him.
It was my baby.
I mean, you spent. Oh, okay. All right. So, all right. I got you. All right.
That's nice. Now, block on my baby though, so.
Yeah.
You locked up? That's the one that's locked up? Because you the Free My song you got?
Yeah.
That's the first baby daddy.
Yeah.
He gave you chlamydia.
Damn, why you gonna put his information down? Why you gonna put his, that man
first in? Of all,
she just said that.
We don't know who did it.
First of all, is he upset you pregnant now? I know that can't wait to come home to try to get you.
Yeah, but he not like trying to fight me. Me and my baby daddy, we real cool. Like,
okay.
He knows, like, I mean, sometimes people, they self a situation. Like, you left me.
Yeah.
With your son. So it's like.
He ain't leave. It's not like he wanted to go.
He was doing to make himself, like, you know.
When's he coming home?
I don't know. Soon, hopefully.
That's big cheating.
He says
you got pregnant while he was locked up?
Nah.
That's big cheating.
Nah, he did.
Come on now.
We wasn't together, though. Man, my baby daddy broke up when my son was 6 months. My son 3 now. But we always was, like, still cool. He still was coming out of my house. He knew I ain't had no other niggas. Like, I just was a stay-at-home mama.
Mm-hmm.
Doing me, like, before Pound Town dropped, I just was at home with my son. Because I can't do shit. I got my son all the time.
Was he supportive when you was rapping? Was he supportive?
Yeah.
Was?
He was very supportive. He used to get my son whenever I had a show, whatever I had to do.
Yeah.
And what were you doing before you were rapping, before you decided to rap?
I was doing hair. Yeah, I used to do hair.
Yeah, go to St. Louis. I was doing hair.
What, like installations? Wig installations and stuff? Yeah,
everything.
For real?
Yeah, braids, all that. Lashes. I did everything.
Show me somebody hair you did. Was you good?
Really?
You was good?
I was great. He was a crown, y'all.
Ain't nobody in St. Louis was going to you for
no. I was a hood hottest hairstylist.
I don't believe you got to show me.
That's how everybody knew me, because I was doing everybody hair.
So how you go to hair to start rapping? What made you start rapping then?
My baby daddy. This one, he was my boyfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was cheating on me. He used to, my first baby, oh my God, he used to always cheat on me.
Mm. Is he sick now? Now that you're successful, do he call you all the time? Like, hey.
Nah, but they be in jail, like, talking about me and stuff. So he heard everything. But nah, he was just cheating on me all the time. And then I had made a diss song about him. Because it was just like, he was cheating all the time. You know, a lot of bitches, but it's one bitch you know that he really like.
Mm-hmm.
So I seen the one bitch, I'm like, ooh, I hated this so bad.
You ain't do nothing.
Oh, baby, I did do something.
That's the point of the story.
I did. I definitely did. Got pressed.
You ran down on him?
On her and him. Period. I didn't call my baby daddy in so much. I didn't.
So you done key cars, you done broke windshields, you done flattened tires.
Egg cars, all kinds.
What's the worst thing you done did to an ex? Or his car, his property?
The worst thing I did is got pregnant.
Damn.
For real, because me and my baby daddy, we said we'd never have babies outside each other. That was supposed to be my only baby daddy. Was like, that's just something we both was like, damn.
So you did that on purpose. You couldn't wait to tell him.
I didn't do that on purpose. I was scared to tell him. Everybody was telling him. I knew I was pregnant, but everybody was already snitching on me. I'm like, no, that's not true. He like, it is.
So you looking him dead in his face, lying, knowing you
he
ain't
was
had
in
a,
jail.
Knowing you ain't had a period.
He was in jail.
Oh.
Knowing that you ain't have a period. Hey, yo. Nah, but look, he was my baby daddy. He used to be cheating on me, so I had made a diss song about him. And then he was like, I rapped it to him. He was like, dang, that mug hard. So then that's when we'd be in the car around his friends. He like, rap your song to them, show them your song. So now I rap the song. They like, oh, you actually know how to rap. So I'm like, for real, y'all fucking with it. Then that's when I just went to the studio and made a real song.
But I'm sure a lot of people in St. Louis look up to you because they can see themselves in you.
You know what I mean? I'm relatable, for real. Like, a regular old girl from the north side, for real.
Like, when you was on stage barefoot and pregnant, doing the chicken head?
My feet was hurt, and I had to take the shoes off.
Doing the chicken head.
Because when she danced, she got heels on. You can tell it hurt. So she
I hate wearing heels on stage.
I want them to get you some nice red slippers, though.
Think so?
Yeah. You don't know what's going on with these stages. You don't know if they clean these stages. Like, no, I'm just saying. You know,
you said the stages is dirty.
The stages could be dirty.
I just don't know. As soon as I get off stage, I got my peoples right there. As soon as I walk off, it's a chair for me. I sit down. They got the disinfectant wipes, towel, my shoes. They clean my feet.
All that.
Soon as I got videos. As soon as I get off stage, they got dope. Every time.
Well, Sexy, we glad that you could join us.
Thank you so much.
I'm happy that you did come. Yeah. I'm happy that she was honest. I'm happy that you was honest. I'm happy that I got you to look at me and all of that. And I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all for having me.
So that means Jess can't talk about you no more?
No.
Damn.
Ever?
Nope.
I know she be trolling.
Regardless
she just
of
came
what
up
you
and
do.
Said,
nope.
No, she just came up here and said, I be trolling. Like, I'm regular. If y'all think this, all right, I'm gonna let y'all go ahead and think that.
I don't care to clear nothing up. Like,
yeah.
I don't clear rumors up. Like, whatever you heard, believe it. Mm-hmm. That's on you.
I got you.
Yeah. You gotta know me to know me. Like,
that's right. Because we don't know none of these people online. So who give a damn about their opinion anyway?
Right.
Who cares about what other people is doing is what I be wanting to know. Because that's what I don't understand. I don't be tripping off what nobody else got going on because it's like they the ones got to live their life, not me. So that's what I'm saying. I don't be judging people. I just don't care.
You know? Like to read, don't
you? Got you.
No.
Oh, okay.
Why? Because you wear glasses, yo.
So she can see.
Got glasses don't mean that they don't read.
They stupid. All right, let's get out of here. Sexy Red, ladies and gentlemen.
Appreciate you, Sexy Red.
Thank you so much.
Don't be a stranger.
Yes. Appreciate y'all.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida.
Yes.
You are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
It ain't me, Lil Duval, it's y'all. Donkey of the Day goes to a 38-year-old Miami, Florida woman named Zipporah Abraham. Now, what does your Uncle Charla always say about the great state of Florida? Say it with me. The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and don't assume that Ivy Rivera is from the Bronx just because, you know, she's not. She's from Brooklyn.
Thank you.
Crazy nonetheless. But that's neither here nor there. Now, I think I can confidently say that Zipporah is 100% grade A city girl, and you know a city girl gonna do one of two things. She either gonna F on a scamming ass, rich ass, or she gonna commit a scam herself. See, those big Birkin bags that hold five or six figures don't buy themselves. So a city girl gonna make a way. Wham, bam, thank you, scam. And Zipporah, big zip, 28 grams of pure scam, made a way. Okay, she ain't even aim high. Young Zip wasn't even looking for no new jewels to shine her out. She wasn't looking for no shopping sprees to fly her out. She wasn't in Calabasas trying to buy a house. Young Zip was in Walmart. Okay, Young Zip was in Walmart trying to figure out a way to walk out with $850 worth of items. $850 worth of items from Walmart. She wasn't trying to scam a new coupe with the paper tag, same color as the Birkin bag. No! $850 of household items from Walmart. And how was she trying to do it? With counterfeit bills.
Oh, boy.
See, Young Zip don't got time for you fake assholes talking out loud in your fake ass clothes, but she definitely got time for some fake ass bills. Let's go to CBS News Miami for the report, please.
A woman is in custody. She allegedly used then 8 counterfeit money at a Walmart in North Miami Beach. Officers received the report from customer service. They recognized the suspect, Zipporah Abraham, from a prior incident. Abraham also allegedly tried to leave the store with a bin full of items worth more than $850. When stopped by an officer, police say she tried to eat some of the counterfeit money. She is facing felony charges, including grand theft.
How the news reporter just all nonchalantly said she used and ate fake money? This is how you know Florida is nuts. Now, what kind of city girl attempts to have a money fight with fake money? Okay, city girls told broke boys fall back if their money ain't right. So the same rules have to apply for broke girls. Broke girls fall back if your money ain't right. And Young Zip, you need to fall all the way back because the only thing worse than no money is fake money. Now, the fact that Zipporah tried to eat this money lets me know that she has swallowed worse. Okay? Mm-hmm. When that's your go-to move, then you done swallowed whole blunts. Mm-hmm. You done swallowed crack. You done swallowed some heroin, and that poom poom of yours has definitely done been a stash box for all types of narcotics. Jesus. Okay, your name is Zipporah, but I bet they call you Big Zip around the way because you could hide a whole zip of kush in your poom poom. Okay, make the loud pack go from smelling musty to smelling like the kitchen at Red Lobster. Canine dog would just pass out if you ever got a whiff.
It was a display for me.
Jesus.
Look, Zipporah, in the words of T.K. Kirkland, who raised you? Okay, I love Walmart. If you read my first book, Black Privilege, then you know how much I love Walmart. I consider Walmart holy grounds, a cultural institution. When you grow up in a small town in the country, rural America, like I did, Monk's Corner, South Carolina, drop on the clues bombs in Monk's Corner. Okay, you know there's not much to do except roam around a 24-hour Walmart. So I consider what you did blasphemous. But we also know that Walmart is usually the first place folks learn to steal from. So I know 38 is pretty old for a scam in Miami. By 38 in Miami, you know, a city girl should be all Madden. Okay, you should be an all Madden scammer. At the very least, all pro. But you moving like a straight rookie. Because let's just say, you know, let's just say you was a pro. Okay, a pro would know $850 worth of items. You just take that to the self-checkout. Scan a pack of gum about 30 times so you get a long-ass receipt. Walk out. Greeter just going to glance at the receipt. Keep it moving.
Wait, that sound like you did that before.
Never did it. But I guarantee you JT in Young Miami somewhere right now listening to me and they thinking to themselves, period. Okay? All right? Trina know what I'm talking about. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just simply saying, Zipporah, you're not ever going to get a crocodile Birkin from the Everglades moving how you moving. Not to mention those counterfeit bills not dying for you. I know we live in a world where everything is GMO and we all eating fake counterfeit processed everything for the most part. But the attempt to swallow $200 in fake money? Counterfeit bills? What Haitian woman in Miami put that thing on you? Put voodoo on you that made you think you have goat and you can eat paper? Please give Zipporah Abram the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Yes, indeed.
Breakfast Club, good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Come on, man. One of the architects of this thing we call hip-hop, man. One of the people who helped lay the foundation for this thing we called hip-hop. We wouldn't have jobs if it wasn't for this brother right here.
I wouldn't
here.
Be a DJ if it wasn't for this brother. And most people out there, most DJs out there wouldn't be DJs if it wasn't for this brother.
No, all DJs wouldn't be DJs. Correct.
If it wasn't for this brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Grandmaster Flash. How's welcome.
Thank you.
Good morning, going, black man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate
hey,
this.
Hey, come on, man. Happy to have you.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate this, man.
You know, we celebrated the 50 years of hip-hop, you know, this year. And Envy and I was on the radio having a conversation, and it just felt like, you know, the architects, like that era of the 80s, you know, wasn't getting honored properly. And none of us are here if that foundation isn't laid.
You said the 80s, the 70s.
Correctly, the 70s, yeah. The 70s from the beginning and the 80s, I feel like weren't getting honored, you know, properly. How do you feel about that, Grandmaster Flash?
And that's one of the reasons why I feel that it is paramount that I do lectures, I do corporate tours and lectures. And I've been doing them for private people, but now I kind of want to do this for the public so they can understand that this thing didn't just fall out of a tree. It didn't just go from the 70s to where we are. You know, there was four DJs that did this. Kool Herc was on the West. AB was Bronx River.
African Mamba.
DJ Breakout was the North. I was the East. And pretty much, this is how it really started. And you got to realize this, ladies and gentlemen. We did this with no internet, no social media, no apps, no quick hardware where it would just work. A lot of these things, as I was telling you, Envy, I had to do this with nothing. Going into the backyards and you know, getting old receivers and old turntables and stuff and kind of like jury-rigging my sound system.
For people listening, when he says the West, the South, the North, he's not talking about West Coast. He's talking about New York.
The Bronx.
The Bronx. Bronx. I wanted to clear that up. And also, you know, I was talking to, of course, Grandmaster Flash behind the scenes. A lot of you didn't know, you know, where we had the ability to go to these stores and buy equipment, he had to actually make it. So his first sound system actually came from old cars in the junkyard. He would pull the speakers out of the cars in the junkyard and make sound systems to play at parks and parties and wherever it was. So you had to actually know electronics, and it just wasn't just about DJing.
Right.
So what got you into wanting to be a DJ? I know you were telling me the story behind the scenes that, you know, you were just intrigued by electronics in your house when your mother or father plugged something in and you wanted to understand how it works. So you would start effing up the crib pretty much to figure it out.
Yeah, and when I was a toddler, everything in that house that was electrical, I was intrigued on how did that happen. So I used to unscrew the backs of the stereo in the living room, my sister's hair dryers, the table radio, all these things. And also what got me into this, when I was a toddler, my dad was a collector of records. Mm-hmm. And I'm on this respectable airwaves, mm-hmm. so I will just say, when I got caught touching his vinyl as a toddler, he used to heavily reprimand me, right?
With your ass.
Okay.
With your ass.
Oh, I can say that.
Yes, you can.
Absolutely.
And what I used to do as a kid, I waited for him to go to work, and when the door slammed, I went back in that closet. And the rule was, you know, don't touch the brown box in the living room. And I used to watch Dad when he came home from work, how he operated it. So I figured out how to get into this closet where his stuff was, and I would take this square thing that had a black disc, and he would put it in this brown box, and sound would come out of it. That was probably my first love. But then moving forward, guys, when I heard a drum break from one of the most important black artists of that time, his name was Curtis Mayfield, Move On Up. That break, and then, and you and I can relate here, That break was about, I'd say about 5 minutes of just the drums. Mm-hmm. And I thought all records was like that. So when I started collecting my records, the drum break was like 5-10 seconds. Mm-hmm. So what also got me into the DJing is I used to watch the disco DJs like Maboya, Flowers, Pete Jones, and I noticed that their transitions were glass smooth. Mm-hmm. But then my boys knocked on my door at my mom's house and said, we want to take you to this other side of town to watch these other.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DJs. And respectfully, I was wondering, why is it that everything that he was doing was a train wreck? He was playing the incredible music, had the incredible sound system, but why was he playing like that? You know, because the rules and the laws, you know, especially if you got people on the dance floor, the idea is to keep everybody in unison.
Correct.
They should not be trying to find a beat as you transition. So from that point on, it's when I came up with the quick mix theory. You know,
what is the quick mix theory?
Mm-hmm. From a mathematical perspective, I took sonics and threw it out the window, because if I play a song, I hear it a certain way. If I put the headphone on your ear, you hear it a certain way, and Shaw, you hear it a certain way. So I said to myself, I'm going to take that out of the equation, and I'm going to just collect records from all genres: pop, rock, jazz, blues, funk, disco, R&B, foreign, American, and just listen to the drum break. And I found that, unlike Curtis Mayfield, these drum breaks on these other records always short. That made me quite angry. I was disappointed. So in Mom's house, I came up with a hand mechanic, fingertips to vinyl, fingertips to crossfader, DJ style that is used by every hip-hop DJ on planet Earth. And I figured out a way of counting the bars as the 10 minutes. So if you on the floor and I'm playing a Michael Jackson drummer break, I'm playing that for 10 minutes, and I'm going to flip to a London break or a German break or whatever break. And this became the way. And then what happened was, these incredible people called hip-hop producers took this style of the seamless loop, and I'm going to show you that on the Wheels of Steel.
You understand what I'm saying?
Now, the seamless loop. Saying that your quick mix theory turned into what people call loop sampling, basically.
Correct. That's exactly what it did. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So that's exactly what it is.
He would bring it back from the beginning. But one thing you'll learn from this interview with Grandmaster Flash is he's not just a musician when it comes to turntables. He's actually, no disrespect, he's a nerd and geek. Like, he wants to understand the transitioning records, record players, mixes. Just and this is just for having a 30-second conversation with him. I figured that out.
No, what I find so interesting about this, in the last 5 minutes, you explained where DJing started.
Yep.
And where hip-hop production started.
Correct.
So when people call you an architect and say you're one of the founding fathers of hip-hop, that is why.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, we got more with the OG Grandmaster Flash when we come back, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking in with Grandmaster Flash. I was going to ask, you know, how do you feel when you look at something that you created, right? And you created out of love, right?
Yes.
You didn't say it was money. You didn't say, I did this because I wanted money. You said, I enjoyed it. I love listening to music. I love playing in the park. And then you see in this the commercial success of hip hop, right? I sent Charlamagne something this morning about KRS-One saying why he didn't want to perform at the Grammys. He felt like the Grammys never respected hip hop. So why come now? How do you feel when you see the commercial success of hip hop and all these brothers and sisters making money and all these companies making money off of hip hop, but some of the founders are not making the money that's deserved? Because if it wasn't for you guys, nobody wouldn't be able to make that money.
That's a twofold answer.
Mm-hmm.
Just think, Envy, this thing that I did could have missed. And if this all would have missed, I wouldn't be here talking to you right now. So that's one side of it. It exploded. Like, there are some companies out there giving away hundreds of thousands of dollars. I've seen this on the internet just recently. But there are those, man, that are in the hood that didn't have the commercial success. Nobody's saying, hey, here's $500,000 for you. They're not saying that. Like, there are those who lost their life that are not even here to even enjoy this. And they have families.
That's right.
So for me, I have to, until God takes me, I have to go around and mechanically break this thing down. I think that people should interview the producers. Like, that just, that boggles my mind, because they're the ones that really know how the record is made. They're the one that stays in the studios for 2 and 3 days to make sure the record goes from start to finish before the masters is handed in. You know, so for me, and people should know more about Kool Herc and their team. They should know who Coca Rock is. Like, they're going around saying he was a rapper. He's a DJ. I used to watch him. You know, and then there's Timmy Tim, and it's the original Clark Kent. You know, people should know who Breakout Team is. It's Baron, you know, and Bambada and Jazzy J and Grandmaster Flash and Grand Wizard Theodore. Like, all these people and all these names, you don't hear nothing.
That's right.
Talk to about them. When people are putting out this press, they're not even coming to ask, well, Flash, what do you think? And respectfully, I'm going to say this. For you to really firsthand know what this is, you have to be at least 60 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be kind and say 58, 57. That means you had a firsthand eye shot of seeing us do this. If you are 30 or you're 40 and you are saying that you are a hip-hop extraordinaire person, 9 times out of 10, if you ain't talking to Flash, you ain't talking to Herc, you ain't talking to Bam, you got secondhand information. And you got to realize you're feeding the babies incomplete information. And this is one of the reasons why, because I tour 150 countries a year. So financially, I'm good. I'm cutting all that in half because I got to go to these universities. I got to go to these YMCAs, and I got to teach these babies of where this thing come from. Because what saddens me is this.
Mm-hmm.
If you are from a black family, you know who Miles Davis is.
Right.
If you're from a white family, you know who the Rolling Stones is. Why is there so much of a blur of who, what, and why, where, and how when it comes to hip hop? Why is that?
I think we got to be the generation to do that, because to your point, if you're 60 years old now, you're probably a grandfather, grandmother.
Yeah.
Our grandparents weren't listening to hip-hop, you know?
Okay.
But now, when we got grandparents and grandparents who are listening to hip-hop, and then parents who grew up in hip-hop, they can tell their kids, hey, this is where it started.
Right.
Because like you said, most, if you're in the age of 40 to 50, a lot of them, hip-hop started with Run DMC.
Right.
LL Cool J.
Yes.
That's where it started from. Because even me, like, you know what? My parents weren't into hip hop, but I was. But the first record I ever bought was Run.
Yeah, my dad was 70-something. He didn't like hip hop at the time. Okay. He was like, you need to listen to James Brown.
Temptations.
James Brown is the original rapper.
Four Tops.
He rhyming.
Okay.
You know, he didn't know nothing about hip hop. He didn't want to hear none of that.
Correct. Respect.
You know?
Well, I think for me, and this is such a wonderful time period, but just think of it like this here. And, you know, sometimes this makes me want to cry sometimes, is come August, like the mayor gave me August 4th, and Kool Herc is August 11th. Come August 12th, there's going to be a brand new trend. So we have to get it right now as a black art form that has done so much for so many people.
Of course.
We have to get it right between now and August 11th, or it's going to go down in history incomplete or incorrect. And that scares the crap out of me.
So it's safe to say you don't believe the DJ gets the respect they should when it comes to their contribution?
Absolutely not. Because especially the hip-hop DJ that understands the quick mix theory and the mechanics, which I will show you, is because that led to the sampling and that led to these records being made, and that's what we're celebrating. So we're celebrating the entire cake, but let's go back and celebrate the eggs and the flour and the water and the vanilla. Mm-hmm. How the cake was made.
The process. Flash,
yeah.
You know, of course, you know, they talk about Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, you know, produced the message, but they said you...
First DJ to get a Grammy, by the way, but that...
Yes, but I read some things where they said you had nothing to do with the production of it.
Okay, I had something to do with all of it because that company chased me to get my group.
The Furious Five.
The whole group.
Gotcha.
There was a club I played called Disco Fever, and I brought hip-hop to this club, and Sal Abatello gave me, I wanted a Saturday, he gave me a Tuesday.
Of course.
So
most clubs do that.
He gave me, I called it Terrible Tuesday.
The off night.
Right. But in about 2 months' time,
came the most popular.
I was rivaling their Saturday. Thank you, Sal. You know, so for me, the message probably I had least to do with, but I had most to do with it because it was my group.
And I'm sure they used your technique, right?
Yeah, they used my technique to make all their records. The message was an original record, but they knew when they had the Sugar Hill Gang, they heard of us in the streets. The streets was already ringing. Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. So she used to come to Terrible Tuesdays every Tuesday just to see how it was going down. So
who is she?
Sylvia Robinson.
Sylvia Robinson, okay.
You know, so
owner of Sugar Hill.
Yep. Did I have anything to do with that record? Minimal. But I had everything to do with it because she needed to have us. Here we are.
I want to ask one more question. How do you feel about DJs today with the auto mixing buttons and the different programs that make it easy for them to call themselves DJs?
I'm using Serato right now.
Or even CDJs.
Right. You know what it is? I put it this way. I'm a scientist first. I'm a geek first. So I've been pushing the envelope for 52 years. So I respect anybody that's doing it, but follow the laws of the art. Transition. I think the things that drive me crazy when I go out, which is every now and then, MVs, you know, I'm listening to the DJ and it's the train wreck thing. You know, that there really drives me crazy. A lot of today's music is really one tempo bass, so it's easy to go from one to the other. So how you crashing this record into this record? With us back, we had to use the pitch.
Correct.
Quite a bit.
Yep.
To make this record beat match with
slower,
this
faster,
record.
Of course.
These records here are almost coming out of the oven. They're all the same tempo almost. So I don't understand, why is it that these people who play today don't beat match? Mm-hmm. That there makes me totally crazy, and it goes against the laws of what we learned. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Grandmaster Flash, y'all.
Grandmaster Flash, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you follow him on Instagram, all socials.
Oh, at DJ Flash Forever on all socials.
Yeah, DJ Flash Forever.
At DJ Flash Forever.
And can you just turn around? I just want to read the back of your hoodie, man. Yeah, because the hoodie's monumental. It says, the first DJ to make the turntable an instrument. First DJ to have a rapper. First DJ to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. First DJ to be on Sirius XM. First DJ to get a Grammy. First DJ to get a Polar Prize. Grandmaster
and the
Flash,
first DJ to give a history lesson about DJing on The Breakfast Club.
That's right. Grandmaster Flash, ladies and gentlemen, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We'll see you guys tomorrow. You got a positive, Charlamagne?
I do have a positive note, man. I want to tell everybody to stop looking for honesty from those who constantly lie to themselves. Have a blessed day.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances. Whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death, we all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.